Rutherford Issues on News Radio WGNS.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take charge of your account and energy usage with the MyMTE app. Just download in the App Store and you can manage your account, enhance your energy habits. That's MTE and the MyMTE app for iOS and Android. Well, joining us this morning, James Price of the Better Business Bureau, and got quite a bit to talk about, I guess. James, first of all, how are the roads in your area?
A little bit white. A little icy. Yeah, so I'm here in Murfreesboro, so, you know, kind of hearing from some other people around the state, we didn't get as much as some did, so I guess we should be lucky in a little bit, but... good day to catch up on some stuff around the office, right?
Oh yeah, most definitely. And I do know that I live north Murfreesboro, and definitely saw a little more snow there than we actually had in the downtown area. So, and it varies in different places. I think a couple of inches in Smyrna, Laverne, going toward Nashville. So definitely varying amounts, but those back roads are going to have to be careful out there. So, well, we're going to talk a little bit with you today about finding a qualified contractor. So if you've gone through this process, you know, it seems to get harder and harder every year with just the demand out there for contractors.
Well, and then, you know, again, it might be getting easier too. But the thing is, you know, where do you look?
Yeah.
You know, and that's why we want to bring some tips in to, you know, where do you find qualified contractors? And, you know, with the snow coming in, you know, there's going to be people who are going to need repairs on stuff that come through, frozen pipes, roofs that need to be looked at, just things around the house, maybe HVAC, hopefully nobody's heater went out, and that kind of thing. So, you know, and, you know, just depending on the economy, sometimes it can be a struggle to find qualified contractors. You know, there's the job market, there's supply chain issues. Sometimes people can't get the parts that they need to help either fix something or get it repaired. Sometimes home projects can get difficult and challenging just because you can't find the things that you need or the resources. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that you want to do is you want to hire a contractor. And make sure you're looking for somebody who can do the job for you and get it done. And it's not always going to be the cheapest person that you want to go with. In fact, one of the things I'll say right up front is that if you go to hire a contractor and they give you a low ball price, I would kind of be cautious sometimes, mainly especially if they're going to want payment up front, because that low price gets you to write that check and then that may be the last time you ever see them. So we should be kind of be careful about that. But it's typical for specialized contractors like electricians or plumbers or general contractors, that they understand what's going on in your work, understand the arrangement that they need to get repeat work instead of depending on one-time projects. So your project may not be on a contractor's priority list, and accepting that fact in advance might help you get through that and then make time for that contractor. And so that could actually ease some stress that you have, especially if they have people who have priority work that kind of needs to be ahead of it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, second thing is about, you know, when there's a contractor shortage or a difficult market, be prepared to pay a little more. Be realistic when it comes to how much your project's going to cost. Bids on the project might be more expensive than what you expected, depending on the job market, the contractors, and then, of course, the materials that they need to do the job. Sometimes those materials, they're very short supply, or the prices have increased dramatically, making it harder for the contractor to do their job. So communicate well with these contractors. If you communicate, you know, clearly with them to create a comfortable working environment for contractors, they may be willing to take on your project a little more. So, you got to kind of meet them in the middle a little bit.
You're passing along such great information, and it almost always costs more when you get into a project, if a remodel, you're going to find, well, this happened or that happened, and I was redoing some flooring in my house, and so they had to take the hot water heater up. Well, the hot water heater was it was a good time to replace it. I didn't think about that, but it just made sense to do it then because I maybe had, I had a lot of lime scale and that kind of thing. So it but that was an extra expense that wasn't necessarily thinking of. So that those are very important things. And what are some other tips here in finding a contractor?
Well, one of the things I see with contractors is that, if you have a contractor that you trust and has done good work for you in the past, but maybe you have a project that comes up that they don't do, you can still contact them because what they you can do is you can say, "Hey, I know you've done a good job and I've trusted you and you delivered, but now I got this other job that needs to be done, and I realize you don't do this, but if you were going to recommend somebody, who would you recommend?" Because usually a contractor is going to work with other contractors. I was just talking to a business this morning, and they do one type of work, but they don't do something else. But when I was asking about that type of work, they said, "We don't do that, but we definitely have another business that we turn to because we know that they do great work." So once you find one reliable contractor or person who delivers a service, don't write them off. So, like, if you use a good electrician, don't think that they can't help you with finding a good solution for plumbing. If that makes
That
sense.
makes a lot of sense.
Another thing you can do with them is be flexible with evening and weekend work. And sometimes you'll find a contractor who's moonlighting, a 9-to-5 job, or they're building up their client base, or during the week, they have these priority jobs that they have to get done because they're working with a major project or a major contract, and they're trying to fit yours in while they're getting this other work done. So it's not that they don't want to do the work for you. It's just that, they have this other pressing contract that may account for the majority of what the business does. And so they're willing to work nights and weekends to come help you do your job. And so you want to be a little flexible along those lines too.
I've had a similar situation w with that, and especially if it's a smaller project or you just need a little handyman to do it, and maybe they're doing this on the side. You definitely have to be flexible, and those folks are especially hard to come by because, I mean, if you've got new construction versus, a little fixer up situation, what are you going to choose? You're going to choose the bigger money, right? So it just kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I talk with one contractor on a regular basis, and he's busy throughout the week. But ironically, he goes and does small jobs on the weekends, just to kind of get caught up. And some of that work he does is volunteer work too. So, he's just kind of helping out the communities along the way too. Start looking before you need somebody. If your neighbor's, is getting a remodel, get their information. Look at other people around you who have hired contractors and are satisfied with their work. Prioritize your projects. Decide which projects are urgent, which ones can wait. Do you have to do this job before you do the next job? I think you kind of ran into that with yours, a little bit. Check with a national host association if you don't get results, like the Home Builders Association. I can tell you that our Home Builders Association here in Rutherford County covers quite a few counties, and some of the people on that on in the Home Builders Association can really be a good source when you're trying to find people to do some work. So check out your Home Builders Association. Do a background check. Once you have a candidate or two, you could ask the contractor for proof of insurance and a license, or you can just go look them up on BBB.org. To see if they're accredited, because a business that's accredited through BBB We've already checked to make sure that they have their insurance and their license and that kind of thing. So when you're looking up a business to do business with, if you see that they are an accredited BBB business, we've already done that background work for you. It's a huge advantage for using Better Business Bureau overall.
Absolutely.
Don't make a hasty decision hiring just anyone who says they're going to do the job that you've been trying to get done. It's still best to kind of take your time and find a qualified person who can do it. I think we've said this before is that if somebody says, I can do this job for you, but if you don't do it today, then the price is going to go up or you're going to miss out. I always say, well, just tell them you're going to miss out because don't get pressured into making a decision on a job because somebody's trying to make you make a hasty decision. One of the things that people have to realize is it doesn't matter what business people are in, you're dealing with a salesperson. And that salesperson wants to make a sale. And so they could be working with a couple of different people to create a sale. And it may be that they're trying to build a house and get, the mortgage loan. And keep in mind that you're dealing with two salespeople, not just one.
Sure.
You're dealing with the builder and you're dealing with the mortgage company. And although the mortgage company is providing a loan, basically what you're dealing with is a salesperson overall. And so they want you to close as quickly as possible, but make sure that you have all your homework done ahead of time. Leverage online reviews with BBB business profiles. To find get accredited contractors with reviews to help you make those decisions. Another thing that's really starting to catch up a lot of steam is AI. And you can find some information on BBB.org about AI and how people are searching now. And there's a big difference between a search on Google and a search on AI. Where if you're searching on Google for a plumber, it's going to list a whole bunch of different plumbers. If you go into AI and you're very specific about what you're looking for in a plumbing job, where it's at, what needs to be done, and that sort of thing, your AI is more likely to give you one good person who matches all of the criteria that you're looking for. And so for both consumers and businesses, businesses need to make sure that they've really identified all the things that they do in a format that AI can look at. And then the same thing with consumers, you need to make sure that what you're typing into the search on AI is matches what the person's looking for, what the businesses can provide. So AI is going to get bigger and bigger as we move forward.
Some really interesting tips here, and you've mentioned it a couple of times, James, but here in our last 45 seconds or so, gobbb.org is a great place to go because many of the things in terms of finding that qualified contractor that go into that, you all have done the background checks on that, and so that should be a number one place you start.
Absolutely. BBB.org. And again, go back to, people that you've learned to trust in the past, get their opinions too. And then you can always double check those on BBB to make sure that, the people that they're recommending have the proper licensing and that kind of thing as well.
Yeah. Good stuff, James, as always. Appreciate you spending some time with us, and don't go out sledding or anything. You might break a bone.
Nope. Yep. Not gonna do that today. Thank you,
Understand.
Brian.
Appreciate it. That's James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here today on the show. So glad that you joined us here this morning. If you want to check out the podcast, it'll be up shortly at wgnsradio.com. Have a great day, safe day. Stay in, stay warm. We'll see you back here next time.